When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Kamala Harris is being ridiculed for her words once again. On Tuesday, September 19th, the VP made a visit to Reading Area Community College as her last stop on the Fight for Our Freedoms tour, and though she tried to specifically address concerns specific to young adults, many found her views to be ill-informed. "I've heard young leaders talk with me about a term they've coined, climate anxiety," she told students. "Which is fear of the future and the unknown of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children, whether it makes sense for you to think about aspiring to buy a home, because what will this climate be?" However, people on Twitter were quick to blame their worries on things like the current state of the economy instead. "More like Bidenomics anxiety," one person wrote, referring to President Joe Biden's plan. "Odd, everyone else thinks it is the uncertain economy and high interest rates," said another, while a third tweeted, "Is sure it's not whether or not they can afford to raise a child in this economy? Or maybe people can't afford either one because of Bidenomics," echoed another social media user. "This woman is so vile," another person said in response, with another penning, "She is so crooked it because of all the prices and housing interest rates and unfairness of the housing market compared to decades ago." Criticism is nothing new for Harris, 58, who has recently been bombarded with questions about whether she would be capable of filling in for Biden, 80, if he wins the 2024 election but falls ill during his second term. "Joe Biden is going to be fine, so that is not going to come to fruition," she stated in an interview earlier this month. "But let us also understand that every vice president, understands that when they take the oath they must be very clear about the responsibility they may have to take over the job of being president. I'm no different." The politician went on to ensure Americans that the commander-in-chief is in good shape both mentally and physically. "I see him every day. A substantial amount of time we spend together is in the Oval Office, where I see how his ability to understand issues and weave through complex issues in a way that no one else can to make smart and important decisions on behalf of the American people have played out," she explained. "And so I will say to you that I think the American people ultimately want to know that their president delivers. And Joe Biden delivers." In another interview, Harris confidently stated that she and Biden will win the 2024 election. "There's too much at stake," she declared. "And the American people know it." Fox News reported on Harris's words about climate anxiety.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.